Time is running short for Massachusetts residents to enroll in health insurance plans for next year. Two key healthcare enrollment dates are coming up soon. December 15th marks the deadline for federal healthcare, but in Massachusetts, people have until January 23rd.
Having access to care really starts with getting health insurance.
Leah Spiliotis is the CEO for Community Health Programs in Berkshire County. She says CHP deals with a broad spectrum of groups in the Berkshires.
Everything from the uninsured to those in the Medicaid population, to individuals that are commercially insured. They have Blue Cross Blue Shield, United, Aetna, any one of the various health insurers. We treat those. And then about the balance of the third that we have are the Medicare population, the senior population, which, as we know, there's a large senior population in the Berkshires.
She says the largest barrier to care is simply a lack of awareness.
I think a lot of individuals will have in their own mind this idea that I can't get it because it's not available to people like me. And I think the most important thing that we do is the outreach and the education of individuals so that they understand that it's a right of theirs and that they can have it.
CHP has offices up and down Berkshire County. Counselors like William Cruz are on the front line of its campaign to help people get covered.
I help people to apply for health insurance. It could be very complicated because it's a 32-page long application. So the best way to do it is to go through the masshealthconnector.org. That's the website I use.
Cruz spoke in his office in downtown Pittsfield. He says he helps between 8 and 10 families a day apply for health insurance.
I have some people who actually earn $50,000 a year for a family of three, and they actually were able to get insurance through us. You know, employer, you know, they do work. The employer were offering it, but it was like $800 a month.
He said in that case, he managed to find them insurance through Health Connector for around $250. Cruz says it's more complicated for people with less consistent work.
People who work part-time really struggle to find health insurance, or they don't even know that this program do exist.
Then there's people who don't have any work at all, or are dealing with problems with housing, terminal illnesses, or untreated mental or emotional issues. That's why Cruz is out and about in the community.
Homeless shelters, people don't know that we do exist here. They normally come from other cities and other towns, and you know we provide the services there. Soldier on for our soldiers. I normally go there once a week to see or to check on our soldiers.
Cruz is also a key conduit to care for the county's Spanish-speaking population.
There's barriers when they come and they don't have a Spanish-speaking person. When they see me, you know, that I speak the same language, they obviously feel comfortable and they are open. Especially the immigrants. Because they think that for some reason we're sending them away, but we are not. They deserve their care. They deserve their health to be in good shape as well.
Ellen Lahr says healthcare in the U.S. divides the haves and the have-nots.
For people who have full-time jobs and they're very fortunate to have insurance through their workplace, those folks really don't know what's going on for the rest of the world when it comes to getting health insurance. And I hope that they can all keep their jobs, because if they can't, they'll have to also come to see William, but he'll help them and he'll help them get insured.
Lahr of Housatonic-based Strategic Communications does PR for CHP.
The other group of people that needs to get insurance and maybe very around here likely to qualify are young adults who turn 26 and age off of their parents' health plan. This is an important group of people.
Cruz says that he sees the benefits of the work CHP does every day around the county in the clients he serves.
Once they are able to get this health insurance plan, they feel more comfortable. They feel more secure.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.